Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Okay, well, there's no surprise at all this morning that Brexit is dominating the front of the papers. And we're going to start with, in the Irish Times first, their headline today. Brexit enters endgame as Theresa May puts draft agreement to cabinet. The Examiner leads with D-Day for Brexit as EU and UK agree North text. In the Irish Indo, their headline, hard sell for May on soft Brexit deal. And in the Times Ireland edition, May to lead leadership online for Brexit deal. There's loads of different angles you can take on this, but we'll just start with the front of the Times this morning. The British Prime Minister is going to chair an emergency cabinet meeting later today after, of course, negotiators agreed the draft text of this withdrawal agreement, including the backstop to ensure that there can be no hard border after Brexit. Now, if the ministers approve the deal, it'll then go to the EU leaders, which will take place at a special summit in Brussels on the 25th of this month, before then being put to votes at Westminster and also in the European Parliament. Now, neither side released details of the agreement yesterday, which is reported to run in the region of around 500 pages. But the Irish Times is reporting this morning, the paper understands that the deal includes a UK-wide customs backstop with provisions for extra alignment with EU rules in Northern Ireland. And the breakthrough also came with an agreement on a review mechanism that would then determine when the backstop is no longer necessary to ensure that the border remains open after Brexit. Now, as soon as this breakthrough was announced, however, some of the Conservative Brexiteers in the UK said they would vote against the deal, which the former UK Foreign Minister Boris Johnson described as utterly unacceptable yesterday evening. Here in Dublin, Dublin remained adamant that its position on a backstop remains unchanged and would not change, and that a backstop which would guarantee no hard border must remain until superseded by a trade deal, which actually could be achieved with the same outcome as well. Also, a few other angles on this. Officials who cut the deal, which runs to hundreds of pages, hope that it'll calm the DUP's fears, as the initial customs union will be for the whole of the UK and will win over the majority of the British cabinet, as it'll include a get-out clause review. And also, the DUP and hardline Brexiteers still believe that the deal will treat the North differently to Britain. We will have lots more coming up on this story, because we'll be talking to Sky's Enda Brady about Brexit in much more detail. I just want to give you a glimpse of the British press take on the Brexit story this morning. In The Guardian, their headline, Brexit, May tells her cabinet, this is the deal, now back me. And also in the Daily Express this morning, their headline, this Brexit deal is best for Britain. And the piece in the front of the British Daily Express this morning, Theresa May facing the fight of her political life last night to persuade ministers, MPs and the country to back her Brexit agreement. We will be talking to Enda Brady a little bit later on in the programme. To the tabloids this morning. There's a complete mix of stories, but the Daily Mail also leading with Brexit. Now it's over to this lot, a photo of Theresa May, Boris Johnson and Arlene Foster. In the Herald this morning, lights out for drugs mob. Gardaí carrying out a raid of one of the country's most prolific crime gangs found different three properties tapping power with stolen cables relating to a seizure that took place, and that's in the front of the Herald this morning. In the Irish Daily Mirror today, knickers to the law. A TD held up a pair of underwear in the Dáil yesterday to protest against the treatment of alleged rape victims in court, and that relates to that protest that you heard about in the news just a few moments ago. In the Irish Daily Star this morning, their headline, wiped out, road smash horror, two friends killed in crash and another fighting for his life, and this relates to that horrific fatal road crash in County Mayo over the course of the weekend, just on the Killala Road in Ballina, and photographs of the two deceased and the injured man in the front of the paper this morning. And also in the Irish Sun today, battered ref exclusive, I feared for my life, Daniel wants justice for brutal attack, and that's the story about the referee that suffered an horrific attack following a match over the course of the weekend, and more photographs of the man and his injuries on the front of the Sun today. Just a few other stories as well to flag with you this morning that are also making the headlines. To the Irish Independent first, and their headline today, working families blamed for elderly parents blocking hospital beds. The working families are being blamed by the health officials as one of the reasons for a rise in what they describe as the bed blockers in public hospitals. With many more people now working during the economic recovery, there's less people available to act as carers in the home. And the latest figures reveal the number of patients that are occupying beds who are known as effectively in health terms as delayed discharges has actually jumped from 481 last January to 613 in September of this year. Another story as well, just to flag with you today, in the Times Ireland edition, call for political adverts during referendums to be regulated. Ellen Coyne reporting that online adverts for referendums must be regulated, the body that oversaw this year's vote on the 8th Amendment has actually called for. And the Referendum Commission called on the government to draw up new rules for adverts on social media and referendum posters. Back in The Independent this morning, another interesting story on page two. We want to get your views on this, particularly if you're on the roads this morning, but do only let us know or text us when it's safe to do so. Drivers who install dash cams will get insurance discounts. Charlie Weston reporting that motorists who are prepared to use a dash cam on their car will be given a discount on their insurance. And the move by AXA is part of a plan to cut down on fraudulent injury claims. And we were only talking about moves to address that from the papers yesterday. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent if you want to know if you'd like to take part in that. And we'll take one final story for this morning. Unlucky in love. It's on the front of the Times Ireland edition. Apparently it's all the fault of your mother. Apparently if you can't hold down a steady relationship, it's time to blame your mum if you haven't already. This study that followed thousands of people for decades has linked the number of partners an adult has to their mother's romantic history. And for every additional maternal relationship, the number of parents that her children had increased by an average of 6%. And previous research has also found that children of divorced parents are also more likely to get divorced. That story's in the front of the Times Ireland edition this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Still to come, as Theresa May faces a crunch cabinet meeting later today when she'll try to win colleague support from the draft Brexit agreement, we'll be crossing to the UK to Sky's Enda Brady.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.